Warning, the following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello, kiddies. This is y'all's ghoulie, John Kassir, the voice of the Crypt Keeper. And you're listening to Slasher Radio.
Welcome to Slasher Radio. It's Bone here with Bobby Spitz and Mink. What's going on?
All of you will come from fucking prior conversation to this episode with in regards to the Bible and how we all got here, and it's all thanks to fucking.
I mean, yeah, that's a pretty blanket statement. We're all here for fucking one way or another.
Bible ain't nothing but a big fuck book. God forgive
fuck
me.
Fuck book. Oh my
that's
God.
That's what it is.
Jesus Christ.
The big book of fucking.
Oh, man. Mink, you back. There was, I don't know if you got a chance to listen to last week's episode, but Rob was throwing a little shade at you, Mink.
What is he now?
He was talking that shit.
Was he talking that shit about Rob Zombie?
I did make him say Rob Zombie, I believe twice, so that's a victory for us.
Shame on him.
But he said you were afraid. Last week we had Rod Humphrey on and we did the Evil Dead remake. He said you were afraid to watch the movie and you were scared and that's why you weren't there. And he said that the owl turned into a chicken. Right? That was my literally exact reaction. Right?
I would have turned into any kind of chicken to be a and I would fuck him hard. Hard as I could.
You know, you'd be a rooster is what you're saying.
Yep.
Rob Humphrey humping rooster.
I'd be a humping Humphrey rooster.
There you go. There you go. But yeah, Mink, did you ever watch the Evil Dead remake last week or no?
No.
Dude, have you ever seen it before?
Mm-mm.
Man, I seen it once when it first came out, and I always remembered it as a movie. And I don't know why the hell I wanted to even do it last week. It was a random thought. Dude, I rewatched that movie. Me and Rob both agreed that remake was better than the original Evil Dead.
Did it have Ashy Slashy?
No.
No?
No. It didn't. But it did have homage to him.
No, that's been an ass.
Dude, whenever you get time, sit and watch that fucking... Mate, that thing was phenomenal. I couldn't believe it.
It was good, huh? What year did it come out?
Oh, fuck me in the ass. I think it was... I'm going to look it up right now. 2013 remake. And we just talked about it last week. Wow, yeah, look, 2013. There you go.
I didn't even know about that, man.
Dude. And I remembered it always... I always remembered it that whenever it was brought up, I was like, hey, it was all right. Dude, I love that fucking thing. I couldn't believe it.
You gave it the old 8.9?
I might give it a 9.1.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, whenever you get time, go away. Anyone who hasn't watched it, I mean, that movie... Oh, I mean, I couldn't get over how good that damn thing was. And it's weird how you don't remember shit, right? It's like, what the hell was I thinking? But man, was it good.
You've seen it before you watched it this time?
I seen it one time around when it came out. So figure like 2014 or something like that. And I always labeled it as eh.
And then the rewatch got two thumbs up and a clock.
And two thumbs and a clock. And it's weird because the last few times we talked about Sleepwalkers a few weeks ago, rewatches haven't been doing justice for me lately. And that thing really, like, it all caught up in one. So that was good for them.
Good for them.
That was good for them. But we brought it back on this one, make fucking Bobby Spitzer special with Child's Play.
Child's Play. The old Chuck.
Who do we think we are?
I don't know. But I can tell you this. If I can watch this movie, I ain't scared to watch shit, Rob.
This is true.
Because this one here, man, talk about a rewatch. Like, I think Chucky needs to be fucking leveled up.
I agree. But let's go through all the news and the shout outs real quick so that we can get to that, because there's a lot to say about Child's Play, obviously. Go to 12nightshorror.com, promotehorror.com, horrormoviesstuff.com, and FridayThe13thFranchise.com. They got all your news for horror and Friday the 13th. They got it all for Dayton. Good old Dayton.
No, Jason.
Let Rob go.
Jay, no,
Jason,
no.
Fucking slag. Get him, Dayton.
Don't put it in his mouth. Jason, put it in his mouth. Jay, stop fucking him. No, not his ass, Jay. No.
So go check out all them. And make you want to fucking get into a little bit of spitballing news.
Let's go, man.
It's time
for Spitball in
the News with Bobby
Spitzer. Alright, I have some things here that you will really like. Well, one of them you're really, really, really going to like. Well, it's going to make you sad, but we'll get to it.
Oh, no.
Aww. Orlando, Universal Orlando, is celebrating 30 years of Jaws with a retro merchandise line, including Jaws the Ride collectible glass. Dude, fucking Jaws has been out for 30 years already?
God damn.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, Universal has always had that. Like, they've always, that was their big one, man, Jaws.
So now they got a merchandise line?
Yeah, I'm sure they've always had one, but this is like, the, I guess, an anniversary, you know, and they have, do you know if they still have Jaws, the ride Jaws, and you know, they don't have it anymore, do they?
I didn't even know they had one. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about, the one where they kind of take it through the water and he pops up and shit.
Right.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
I heard it wasn't there anymore, I don't know.
That'd be fucked if they did. That'd be kind of greasy.
Yeah, I gotta check and see if they have... That thing was just, like, always legendary. If you went to Universal, especially back then, like, now they have King Kong, Jurassic Park, Harry Potter, all that.
Depending on who was on the boat with you, like, if you had, like, one of those guys that worked there that was just a slouch, I don't think it'd be as fun. You'd have to have somebody who was really into fucking character. To go right. Push it and make the experience more than what it is.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that goes with anything, too, yeah.
I'd hire... a fucking real retired fucking Navy captain, and then like with PTSD and shit, just all fucked up. And like every time he that he thinks it's real, I tell him every day. I said there's a fucking shark in there.
And hey, that might get out of hand quickly though.
He'd bring it down one day.
Oh, dude, yeah, it won't take long for that to happen either.
Hey, man, it'd probably turn out to be a. I'm gonna be looking at the glass half full and say it might turn out to bring even more people there. They'd be like, oh shit. They don't know it's a real gun, you know?
Right. It's all fun and games till somebody gets popped in the ass, though.
It's all fun and games until he goes over the boat, fucking swims in the water, and tries to attack the fucking shark himself.
Which will happen. One day he's gonna get sick of it.
Yep.
He's gonna whoop that poor mechanical thing's ass.
Got his doll eye.
Where Jaws ride the lives forever. Replay their favorite moments a million times. This was in November 2019. Heard that Universal Parks Center beloved Jaws ride. I don't know. I can't see a definitive answer. And I'm not gonna look much harder. So I don't know. Let us know if it's still there, because that is. Oh God! Wait a minute. How Universal Shark Ride turned into a real life disaster. Oh, God. I don't even want to know what the hell happened there.
It already happened.
Right. Hold on. But many fans, because this is probably funny, but many fans of the Jaws ride don't realize that it wasn't, in fact, the first ride Universal had built based on the man eating razor tooth beast. Oh, is this just going to be stupid? I thought it was like somebody did something dumb. Oh, yeah, this is just how it almost never happened. Oh, okay, I'm disappointed. Anyway. So yeah, that's cool, man. That Joel, it's still such a big fucking thing 3 decades later.
It is. I never was in the shark building.
I'm not huge on. I like the movies because I like sharks a lot, and it was a really good. It's hard for us because those movies were really scary for their time, but not ours.
I guess, but I mean, like, we do a pretty good job putting ourselves in that era, man. And it just—it's not the scary part that just that doesn't do it for me. It's just I didn't really just like the movie in general. I never got into the whole Jaws thing, man.
You're gonna get yelled at for that. Rob is definitely—he's probably throwing something. Chris might be. I don't know. I like Jaws. It doesn't have that thing where you could just keep rewatching it over and over, like a Friday the 13th or a Nightmare. You know what I mean? It doesn't have that rewatchability to that level for me. That's for sure. I did see somebody. Who the hell was it? It was Jamie. Jamie that brought fucking whatchamacallit on Racerhead. She tweeted a few weeks ago, retweeting something where someone asked, which Spielberg movie would you prefer, Jaws or Jurassic Park? She picked Jaws.
Really?
Yeah, right?
That, I mean, tweet, you know, everybody's got their preference, man, but I'm more in the Jurassic Park side of that whole thing.
Big time. Definitely Jurassic Park, but shout out to Jamie. We're sorry. And I'm fucking Eraserhead still this day. Anyway, staying on the Jaws train real quick. Jay and Silent Bob will no longer appear in Kevin Smith's horror comedy spoof, Moose Jaws.
What?
So, this is all brand new to me. So,
Moose Jaws.
Apparently, Kevin Smith is working on a comedy horror, and it's a spoof of Jaws called Moose Jaws. And the picture that Kevin Smith is holding up is... I don't know if it's artwork for the movie, but it's pretty much the Jaws thing with him under the boat in the water with moose antlers on.
I have yet to hear anything about that.
This was my first time hearing it. Apparently, during his quarantine, this is one of the movies that he's been working on. And Jay and Silent Bob were supposed to be in it. And the moose shark was supposed to kill Silent Bob in this movie.
Oh.
But apparently that got written out.
Yeah, good. I tell you, man, he is a busy motherfucker. He always constantly has something going on. He had the yoga hoser thing, the reboot, this. He did fucking Tusk. He's constantly writing his ass off, man. Even when he's not doing scripts and shit, he's in the comic book world. He's got the shit with the Flash and all them guys.
Mm-hmm.
Always busy, man. That man, I feel like he never takes a day off.
It is impressive.
Ain't it? Yeah, you gotta figure, like, going back to Clerks and all that. There's another Clerks coming out.
I heard about that.
That's that too, man. It's like, fuck, man.
The new Strikes, Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back came out not too long ago.
Yep, the reboot, he just settled down from that whole fucking thing. Mm-hmm. And he was on, him and Jason Mewes, they were going, when the movie got released, they were going to these places, man, and watching the movies and shit with the people there.
They're grinders. That's the era they came from, and that's all they know. You know, and I think that's just it. That's what he does.
Awesome, we're working. So we'll see. You think it's going to be good?
Ugh, tequila. I think it'll be funny, because, I mean, he's going for a comedy horror, and as much as we love Kevin Smith here, Tusk wasn't very good.
Tusk sucked ass.
Okay, alright, so I didn't want to say it. Alright, it did suck ass. But
Tusk was fucking horrible, man.
It was.
He even shit on himself for Tusk. Did you see the reboot yet?
No.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. Tusk, I don't know.
You seen it and didn't tell me?
I told you guys it was on Amazon.
You got my heart a little bit.
I think you have to watch it, man.
Dude, I know. I want to, believe me.
It's really good. Really, really good. It's probably one of his best.
Oh, wow. Okay. How does it measure up to the original? I mean, obviously, the original is...
I would put it... What's the best way to put it? I'd put a notch below.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'd put it a notch below it.
Okay. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it. Because, you know, Kevin James' stuff is... Even Tusk, you could find good things in it. And, you know, not everybody's going to have a flawless track record, so, you know, whatever. But, hey, man, I'm down to see it because Kevin Smith is good, and I want to see what he came up with. And it's bound to be funny. Like, Tusk was not supposed to be funny. Like, this is a comedy heart. Like, this is his wheelhouse right here. So I'm down for it.
Tusk was not supposed to be funny. I thought it was fucking hilarious. It was more funny than it was anything.
And that's not good for a movie like that.
Nope.
But yeah, shout out to Kevin James. That is a shame, though, man. Imagine seeing fucking Silent Bob kill. Oh, my God. I would cry.
You mean Kevin Smith?
Yeah, Silent Bob was supposed to die in the. Apparently, from what they've been saying, if they made it into Moose Jaws, Jay and Silent Bob is going to be killed by Moose Jaws.
Oh, no, he can't kill Silent Bob, man.
No, because that's an end. If he would just have Silent Bob in it, maybe he can get a pass going forward with Jay and Silent Bob stuff. But if Jay and Silent Bob are in it, and Silent Bob dies, you can't ignore that going forward.
And he does kind of tie in all his shit too, and like, right. Like he has his own little universe.
Yeah, I know, it's so funny.
He turned into Iron Bob in the reboot.
Did he? Oh my God!
And the fucking Iron Bob. Yeah, that's the Iron Bob.
That's funny.
Came in and fucked shit up.
That is funny. But all right. So next up, our homeboy Greg Nicotero teases Creepshow Season 2 writers. Nicotero will direct 3 episodes this upcoming season for Creepshow. Dude, I'm all for it. We love Nicotero.
He's constantly working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's always fucking got something going on.
Yep. Yeah, and you know what's funny? Fuck it, I'll throw a little shade. The Boo Crew from Bloody Disgusting, I guess, had him on their podcast, and they're a little behind on us, it would seem, like.
No way, don't tell Dallas.
Yeah, oh God, oh fuck, fuck.
Don't tell him.
Yeah, I mean, shit. So,
I don't want to get a bone tomahawk at my head.
It won't hurt.
Probably wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't hurt. It wouldn't even know it's in there, much like Dallas's experiences in bed. But, I mean, it would seem we're not behind on everything. But, yeah, so he did an interview with the Boo Crew, and he talked about what's going on with this upcoming season. And, dude, not for nothing, man. You're right. That's another dude. Greg Nicotero has always been like that, too. Like, we talked about it when we had him on last year. I've never seen a resume like that. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, he's constantly at work, man.
Mm-hmm.
Never putting the pen down, never putting the prompt down, never putting his clock down. Mm-hmm. That's going to be exciting to see, man. New one.
Yeah, and he did such a good job. I still haven't seen the whole fucking season because I've been so damn busy. But from what I've seen, I loved it. And the new season that he put out. And he's only going to learn and build from what he was doing. And he's going to have a better grasp on his vision for it. And it's going to be great.
You can tell he puts a lot of effort into it because even all his old shit still holds up.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. So, shout out to Greg Nicotero. I'm looking forward to that. But more Greg Nicotero stuff. He's been busy. Greg Nicotero promises a jaw-dropping season 10 finale later this year. Oh, no, they didn't announce it yet. Okay, so there's just still no date for it yet. The finale of this season, this last season of The Walking Dead, has yet to air because of coronavirus. So, Mink, imagine going through a whole season, and then that finale is like, you're always waiting for that finale. What's going to happen? What's going to tie everything together? And it never drops. Like, that's going to suck.
Coronavirus fucks so much shit out, man.
Right? But, I don't know, man. Like, Walking Dead, I still haven't caught up with this season yet. I'll probably binge it during whenever the off-season, I guess it technically is the off-season for Walking Dead now, but... They've always had a way of writing stuff, and Nicotero's becoming more and more involved in it, as he said when we had him on. So, if he's saying it's a jaw dropper, I believe him.
He's got a lot of good shit coming out. Keep your eyes peeled out for.
Right. And there's also a really good, for any of our Facebook listeners, there's a really good Facebook group called, I think it's TWD Universe. yeah, TWD Universe, you can go check them out on Facebook. I know they keep up with a lot of, very interactive with their members, so go check them out. Is that it? Well, fuck, man, that was it. The one quick thing I wanted to mention, it's not really much we could say on it. Remember that Kevin James movie we talked about, Becky?
Right.
I think they put out an extended... Oh, it's in drive-in theaters this week.
No.
Oh,
no.
Fuck me. And they put out a little more. I think it's a couple of images for it. Maybe an extended trailer. I didn't see the whole thing. But, Mike, apparently he's really laying it down on this one. I can't wait to see it.
That'd be a fun fucking twist to see for him, man.
Right?
You ain't never seen Malcolm go like that.
Mm-mm. Doug.
Doug. Heffernan.
Yep. The Hef.
The Hef. The Jet biggest fan. They should fucking use him as a mascot. Drop everything. Just use Doug.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Home team Doug.
The New York Dougs.
New York Dougs.
Yeah, they may start winning. They can't do worse than they have been doing.
Man, you watch the show. I watch shows. I'd be damned. You can't watch one fucking show without at least one fucking Jets mention, Jets merchandise in the backside. He threw the Jets in hard on Kings of Queens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Mets, too, but you're right. The Jets more so. The Jets got a little bit more love than the Mets did with him.
So you seen somebody like that, you know, Adam Sandler shit, fucking doing this? Adam Sandler never did no shit like this.
No, he's dipped his feet in every now and then, but I mean, the more I see from this, the more he looks sadistic, the more blood I see. Like, I really want people to support this, because I mean, I know I'm going to. Dude, Kevin James is a talented actor, and he is mainstream. And we need, I mean, not that the horror genre doesn't need it, but hey, man, if he's willing to fucking throw it in there and really, like, it looks like he really went ham for this character. And if we have a mainstream actor who's looking to cross in and do some work over here, we need to support that, because we could get more to do it. I'm not mad at it.
Sure, man. And he's a good guy.
He is. I love Kevin James, so go check that out. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that.
Let's go Jets.
I wonder if he likes Mark Sanchez.
Go Jets.
Do you think even Jets fans hate Mark Sanchez?
Honestly, man, I seen this video on YouTube where they were praising the fuck out of Mark Sanchez.
How?
They said that he took the team and he got them to like the AFC Championship twice and some shit. He beat the Colts or whatever, and like their argument was like in the start, he was making it work for him. Then got his ass whipped by the Patriots, 45-3.
So yeah,
went right downhill from there.
And yet, how do you defend a man that ran face first into somebody's, another grown man's ass on national television? But, I will not allow Mark Sanchez to do a Child's Play episode, damn it.
Yeah, no, but they tried to. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chucky, you fucking silly fucks out there listening. Katie, tuning in, listening to my fucking sexy voice. Back with Child's Play.
Child's Play, 1988. Yeah, 1988. Man, I love that we haven't done movies like this yet. This is like episode 142-ish or something like that, and we haven't done Child's Play.
These are the good ones, too.
Right, yeah. These are the ones where we get to kick back a little bit. And we talked about rewatches earlier, so let's start there. I like rewatching, like, when we do movies like these and they're classics and we've seen them a ton of times. Like, we don't even have to rewatch these, but it's fun to do it anyway. Dude, on the rewatch, like, I feel like I like this movie more and more every time I watch it.
Yeah, but every time I put fucking Child's Play on, man, it's just like, something else stands out to me. Some sort of aesthetic, something, man, that just makes me really... But then, you know, it's fucked up, though. As soon as I'm done watching it, I kind of forget about it. Maybe that's a good thing, though.
Yeah, it's not something you dwell on.
Not in a bad way. I don't forget it in a bad way.
Right.
But then, because like every time I watch it, man, and that's why I'm glad we're doing this episode too, because we can really cement it and make it in it. Chucky needs more respect on his name. What do you think?
I think, honestly, he does. I agree. But I think it's incredible the respect he does have on his name already, because people who aren't horror fans they, you know, obviously they know Chucky, they know Child's Play, and they brush it off like, oh, he's a doll. I kick the shit out of him. Dude, you ain't kicking the shit out of Chucky and being done with him. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm.
You know, so the fact that he's a doll and still people go, oh shit, Chucky, that's a victory in itself for him. But you're right, dude. In general, Chucky's up there.
He is, man. But I think he needs to be like, you know, like you were saying, like people outside the genre and stuff, they don't par him with Jason. They don't par him with Freddy. Because ultimately, I think, like, in general, man, like, Jason's number one, and then you got Freddy, in terms of, like, what the general consensus of, like, who the face of horror is.
Right.
And everybody else, you know, arguably, fucking Michael Myers is in wherever you want to put him. I think Chucky needs to be in that mix, in a mainstream sense.
I think and that's why within the genre, I think he's in there, but... You really need to sit and watch these movies and really pay attention to these movies. This is talking about people outside the genre. Because us as horror fans, you know, we know, we get it, we've seen it. He'll clap your cheeks as soon as look at you. And just as good as anyone else, Freddy Jason, like, he'll get you. But in Chucky also evolved. And in this movie, it was a lot of fun because you didn't even know. Well, you knew, but... They kind of tried to pin it on maybe it was the kid. They might have been setting up for a twist. But then you didn't even see Chucky alive really to the end. And you got to think like the methodical shit that goes into that. Like, yeah, you got Jason. He's just up in your face and he's going to fuck you up. Chucky was like a behind the scenes. It was a human being thought process, a human being soul inside of a doll. So it was like he really played that role and sat back and still got done what he had to get done, which was really cool to see, too.
He's very smart, and that's what gives him all that bravado, man. And people outside the genre don't realize that he is more than just a doll.
Mm-hmm.
He's Charles Lee Ray. He's a man. He's a soul living inside of it. And that soul, that man that's in there, is a very intelligent individual. He's a serial killer.
Right. That's into voodoo.
Is in the voodoo and he knows his shit, man. So like, and that brings him into the whole occult aspect of it, man. That's why I think Child's Play, this first one, man, it's hard to rank which one would be my favorite, man, but I really like that voodoo aspect of it. I feel like the rest of them kind of left that kind of stuff out. What would be your favorite one if you had to rank them? If you could?
Son of a bitch. See, you know, now I would probably say Bride of Chucky right away if I didn't just rewatch this movie.
Right.
Because it goes into kind of how he changed so much over the franchise. Because Bride of Chucky, he was just like, yeah, they played that doll aspect and sat back when they had to. But this was like throughout most of the movie. So it's that slow burn to it. And they're both fun to watch. Because this movie had so much suspense. And yeah, I want to talk about that a little more in a little bit. But to rank them, I might still put Bride of Chucky number one, and this is definitely number two, and then the second one would be there, and then, dude, honestly, fucking Cult of Chucky was really good, too.
Yeah, you like that one?
I like that. What would you put, what would your top three of Child's Play movies be?
I'd probably put Bride
as one.
This one, yeah. Probably two, yeah.
Yeah.
The second one followed up with it so well, man.
It did.
I almost wanted to watch it as soon as I got done with this one.
I meant to and then ran out of time. I wanted to do that too. The third one, Seed of Chucky is the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Even if it had Redman.
Had the whole train fucking kid and shit, man.
Yeah, even Redman, fuck, Wu-Tang couldn't save that one.
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang.
This one, man, you can see, like, and they... You can see him getting his bearings as he's going.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't think it was going to work. It did. He had a lot of fucking loose ends to tie up. He had to go talk to the voodoo man, see what to do.
Right.
And the second one really lassoed all of it in together. But there was just so many iconic scenes, man, that I feel like that don't get enough respect, man. Like when he was burnt in that walk. That has to be hard. Fucking top three, if not two, fucking scenes, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And like I was saying a minute ago, dude, this is what new movies don't do enough of. And I really believe new horror movies need to sit down and watch fucking Child's Play. Because there was such a buildup to that scene where the mother's friend who was watching the kid goes out the window. There was such buildup to that. And like he's coming out of the room. You see her sit down even to start it. And you're like, all right, so you already know her attention's going to be on that TV. She's got the popcorn or whatever the hell she was eating or doing. So her attention, she's about to watch some TV. The door opens slow. You get the look of him coming out. You don't see anything as far as who's there. You know, the run down the hall. She turns and looks. There's a lot of buildup there. Even the phone rings and she has a whole conversation. You're sitting there, well, like, what the fuck? Where is he? What's going on? What's going to happen? And there's such a buildup to that. And now I feel like new movies, they would kind of like maybe start a buildup and then go right to a jump scare.
Yeah. And be done with it. And then they'll forget about that whole scene entirely. Her death lingered throughout the whole film.
Right, right. That's another thing, tying it into it. Right, you're right. Dude, yeah, I didn't even think of that. That's very true. See, shit like that, maybe we were spoiled because a lot of movies did that back then. And they don't do it anymore. Like, I just sat there going, man, this would have been a jump scare and over in fucking less than a minute. This whole scene.
It was incredibly well written.
Yeah. And you need that, man, because it adds that little bit of that unease. It brings your attention to everything. To that scene, to the story, to who it could be. Because then at that point, you're like, you know, I don't know. I'm always looking for twists in horror movies. So I remembered watching this with my parents, and my mom, that wasn't my mom. She was putting it on for somebody else because somebody didn't see Child's Play, and it was an adult. I don't remember who the hell it was, but they thought like, oh, it's going to be the kid. It's going to be the kid. Like, they were not a horror fan at all, obviously. So it's going to be a kid. It's going to be the kid. So they did have that. That always stuck with me where I think they were kind of leaving room for maybe it was the kid the whole time. Because we got to go back. This is the first time. Nobody knows what Chucky is or who he is.
Yeah. No, they really did. And then plus, you know, at the very last, that scene where he checked his shoes and it turns out they matched and shit. And
right.
I could see, yeah, like in the very, you know, in that instance where it could lead the audience that direction because they didn't try too hard, and I think that was one of the key elements in here. Man, a lot of the movies nowadays, they really, really try too hard, so it leaves not, you know, like a lot of people, they already get it, you know, but when you're just going with the flow of things, it leaves a lot of room for people to have in their imagination, you know, like, where is this going to go? They don't know.
Yeah.
And they didn't really have to fucking, you know, focus on one thing and really hammer it in there. They just let the whole, it was very fluid, man. So then, like, you go through the ups and downs with the kid, and then you start figuring it out, like, this is Chucky, like, the whole fucking battery scene. How brilliant was that, man? Like, it fell out, and then, boom, it starts clicking.
Right.
And then they even go beyond that, and they show you how much of a threat he is. Like, you gotta watch Child Play. Like, a lot of people, you said, man, oh, he's a doll, I'll kick his ass. Like, you gotta watch Child Play. They really reveal how much of a threat he is. The only way to get to him was through his heart.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you were really paying attention to the movie when they burned him, you knew,
right?
That he ain't done,
mm-hmm.
You know. But that's still like the way that they didn't drive that into you, still left that thought like, okay, well, it could be finished.
Yeah, they and that's another thing. I mean, I don't want to sit and bitch about, you know, new movies versus old movies, but that's another thing movies don't do nowadays too, man. They don't try and lead you certain places. Because that's what you're supposed to do. And I think that's the fun in horror movies, or it used to be, was like you looked for a twist. You always wanted to see, like in Scream, who's the killer. You're playing that guessing game the whole fucking movie. And they know you are. So they're going to lead you in certain directions because you're doing it anyway. So, yeah, these movies were just so, it's so nice to sit and watch these because it shows you what horror used to be. And you're right, dude. Like, they really need to sit and watch these because there's certain shit you need to pay attention to that comes back up. And they don't even tell you. Like, they you had to be intelligent for horror movies, especially back then. Because now you could just sit and watch them and, you know, it's whatever. You see a bunch of jump scares and a couple cool kills and CGI. But back then, like, you really, they don't tell you. Like, you have to pay attention, and if you miss it, you miss it. That's your fault. You're right, man. Like, you should have known.
They're going out of their way to really drive in the plot, and they're putting a lot of effort into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where this was very realistic, man. This is what you would expect in real life to occur if this were true to happen. Like, you're going to take your kid. You're going to go through all that. You have the fucking, you know, the hyper mom that's trying to figure everything. She, every mother would, you know, at least get to a point where they're talking to the fucking doll, man. As much as she, you know, knows that's crazy,
mm-hmm.
you know, she got to that point where she even started fucking talking to the doll. You know, it was so brilliant when those fucking batteries dropped out because you didn't have to spell it out anymore. It was just a simple fucking bloop, and you're like, oh, shit.
I thought that was cool. That was a powerful scene when she started talking to it. I mean, powerful might be the wrong word, but it was a big scene because they set you up with, and there was little backstory here. And that's another thing I always say that I like. It was a little backstory. They give you little things here and there to let you know everything you need to know. Like, it's a single mother, husband died, and they, you know, they're struggling. You know, had to save up for a toy, this and that. You know, they didn't have to go into everything, but you knew everything. So you already knew what this family, what they're like. And she, you know, when she sat down and started, like, she even started laughing after she was talking to the doll. She's like, God, I'm losing my fucking mind. But she got to that point where she had to try. She's like, wait a minute. He wouldn't be lying. Like, something's not right. And it's like, she's at her wit's end. She's talking to a fucking doll. You know, and then another thing, you're 100% right, dude. For some reason, that battery scene always stood out to me. Because it's like that, the batteries falling out of the box was like, oh shit. And you would think something that really is small, but it's not due to, you know, the story. It's like, oh damn, yeah, there's no way it's fucking like it dawned on her, man.
Right, yeah, dude, there's a lot that just got revealed in that simple little fucking battery drop, man. And then it was on.
And she was already on the fence talking to the doll.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happened, she, I mean, no shit, like that, bam. And the way he came to life too, because they didn't even give it to you right then and there. Like, she went over, she stared at him, he's sitting on the table, he's still a doll. She picked him up, she's going towards the fire, nothing. She's yelling at him, nothing. And then all of a sudden, man, he fucking comes to life. That must have been something to see in 1988.
They did a really good job with him, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The whole puppeteering thing and whoever the fucking midget was running around, dude, that was cool shit. They did a really fucking good job. Being a Chucky, man, he played it off like he rolled out of the couch, still played dead. Like, he was trying to see how far it would go, man. And then he just fucking snapped. I'm thinking, and you can tell, like, he was stressed out being in the fucking doll. Chucky has a lot of personality, man. I think he has even more, arguably, than fucking Freddy. Like, you see him getting pissed. You see him getting sad. He has moments. The fucking guy had a kid as a fucking doll. He had a girlfriend, a wife. He got married. Like,
that's true.
Probably one of the best fucking character development in horror, period. We watched him fucking in Bride of Chucky.
We did. We did. We watched a child be conceived, yeah.
Good Lord.
That's another thing, too. You're right, because the character in Chucky is incredible, but it's not very often in the fourth movie of a franchise it gets fucking kickstarted brand new. Because, I mean, one was phenomenal, two was great, three, it had its moments where it was cool, but it was over. Like, who the fuck, like, three wasn't a great movie. It wasn't even a very good, I don't even know if it was a good movie, you could call it. But, dude, Bride of Chucky breathed brand new life, if not more than the original. You know, as far as story, as far as character, because then Tiff became a fucking prominent role in that movie. Like, now you really can't have one without her.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I don't know if they would have been able to do all that without her, man.
No, and not only that, Chucky was, they gave him that new, that, not a new look, but like, I don't know, man, that Bride of Chucky look is Chucky to me.
Yeah, that was when they had him perfect. They mm-hmm. had him nailed.
Yep, that was Chucky.
He was set there. That was him.
Yep.
That's when they got to a point where, like, he was fully involved.
Mm-hmm. And the attitude he fucking had, man. Holy shit. You gotta think the first words, other than Heidi Ho and all that shit he was saying as a doll, first words we heard Chucky say was fucking bitch, stupid cunt, or whatever the fuck. It's like, whoa, whoa. introduced Chucky like that. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, he had a fucking mouth on him. What did he tell the girl, that Aunt Maggie was a slut or something like that?
Aunt Maggie was a something, a stupid bitch, and she had it coming. It was something bitch. A dirty bitch. He called her a dirty bitch. I forgot already, but I don't know.
Something like that along the line. But it was something crazy, man. And you're talking like 1988. And then, you know, Freddie started doing all that too, you know, like the come here bitch and shit like that. But Chucky, he was able to put his own thing and get away with it, man. And he had the slasher thing, he had the knife, he had all that. And they even pointed that out on Bride of Chucky, which was, you know, very, very witty.
Right.
I think Tiff was the one that pointed out. She was like, come on, you know, this ain't the fucking 80s no more. Be creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think people forget that too, man, is that Chucky, he comes from that 80s era of slashers. That's where he's originated from.
You know,
but that Bride of Chucky really put him in to the 2000s and solidified him at that point. I think a lot of people associate him from that era.
Yeah, because this, and you know, you're a million percent right, because when I was sitting there rewatching this, I was thinking, this is a slasher movie, without question. Like, this is, it had the slow burn, it had all that, it was an 80s slasher. And not to get off topic and go on a rant, that fucking American Horror Story bullshit, and everyone who argued with me about it, they took the 80s slasher theme, and they fucking ruined it, they exploited it for the new 80s slasher. This is an 80s slasher, but it's a little different than your typical, because it's a doll, obviously. But hey, man, this was as textbook as of an 80s slasher as anything else.
Yeah, yeah. The whole knife scene inside the car where he's coming at the cop.
Right.
He has a motive. He's chasing after a victim. Come on, man.
The music throughout, you know, the score and everything with the dun-duns and all that shit. It was a slasher. And this is, like, it evolved, you know, as we went into the 90s and all that shit, sure, but this is what these kind of movies are what really fucking built that. Now, I know slashers were around before the 80s, but this is what built that name for it. This is what got it into, like, oh shit, there's a whole genre of slashers now. And Child's Play helped fucking build that, man.
Easily.
But then I think Bride of Chucky, it was still a slasher movie, but I think it kind of went into its own little area and got at it. But this was, I've never seen a character change as much as Chucky did.
The 2000s ushered in, like 80s, 90s, and kind of had that slasher shit still going. As the 2000s came around, it turned more into like a
rock and roll horror movies.
Like a horrorcore
mm-hmm.
kind of thing, like where shit was just like very Marilyn Manson-esque.
Right.
Got value, a lot of shit like that. And then Chucky had a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
He fit right in there very well, man. And I remember the Hot Topics fucking blew up with him.
Yeah.
Everything was fucking crazy, man. He, I think he was way ahead of his time, dude. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because when those 2000s came out, he just fucking fit perfect.
But good for them for thinking to do that, though.
Yeah.
Because, dude, Bride of Chucky was a flawless fucking movie from beginning to end. Like, it was perfect. And they used their time with the music and that little fucking, what's his name in the beginning, who was trying to get knocked Tiff's boots and it wasn't going to happen. Dude, they had everything perfect. That movie had a theme and it stuck to it and it was looking for a specific audience and they fucking got them. But I think the only thing that held that movie back at its time, I think looking back on it now, everyone loves it. During its time when it came out, what was it, 03? I'm going to look it up real quick. When it came out, everyone just rolled their eyes at it. And that was the problem. Like, because people rolled their eyes at Chucky. Oh wow, 98. Oh, shit. Wow. Yeah, dude. See, this, I think we said it when we did the Bride of Chucky episode. This felt like a 2000s movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
ahead
true.
Of its time.
It came out fucking 90-something.
Holy shit, 98. Damn.
It was way ahead of its time. Way ahead of its time. I think we even compared it to Freddy versus Jason.
You have to. It felt like
it was like that. You know, FBJ came out in 03, I think.
Yeah, dude, you're right. It was ahead of its time. Yeah, 03. Dude, it felt like that. It fucking felt like it. And kudos to them, because, dude, you got to think, if we're looking back at this now, like, 98, that's when we were in our fucking prime, man. We were kid, like, we were just getting into, you know, really the world of horror. This was our horror prime for our age. when we were able, like, you know, our parents are letting us start to watch more. We were able, we were understanding it and all that stuff. So this is the Chucky we knew, Bride of Chucky. But now when you look at the original Chucky from 1 and 2 and even 3, more so 1 and 2, but he was so much slower, and so he used that doll form so much more, and his kills were simpler and all this shit. Then you go to Bride of Chucky. I mean, he's recreating fucking Pinhead with John Ritter. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, that movie was good, man.
It was real good. But this, I like the original because it was really good. It was almost as good, if not just as good, but in a different way.
Yeah, because it came out 80s, and I think it had all those 80s aesthetics and everything. And it's hard, man. Like, you could, I could see how people would place this one as their favorite, you know, Chucky movie that has them in it. And I think it just has to do with the time, because, you know, we were about 8-9 years old getting into it, and for us that was our thing, you know. But all in all, like, this is, Chucky originated as a slasher, man. That's at his core what he is. I haven't seen this new one yet with Mark Hamill. I don't know. No. It seems like they took flight and went in a whole nother direction, which, you know, with the technology nowadays, I guess you kind of, it's kind of unforgiving, man. It's got this bittersweet kind of thing to it, because everything is changing and progressing. And Chucky is one that I think could.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we're quite there yet for something like that. Like, I haven't seen anything like that. And Chucky is very much part of the time, in a sense. Like, you know, we're talking about, like, laser eye reading and shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's like, as much as we're technology-driven, I think that's a little bit too far ahead of its time for him. You know, I don't know. It's kind of a bittersweet thing. It's I haven't seen it yet, so I can't speak on it too much. But just from what I saw, like, it leaped out a little bit more than what it should have. It's a little bit of a stretch, don't you think? I mean, the fucking laser eye reading fucking doll that we don't have shit like that yet, man.
No, no, and I haven't seen it yet either. I really don't want to see it.
Who knows, man? If you're looking back, it's going to turn out to fucking age very well. You know,
maybe. Who knows, dude? I don't know, dude. See, my thing with it is, personally, the last Cult of Chucky came out in 2017. What did the Child's Play came out last year, right? In 2019? Or this year?
Yes, I think it came out this year.
Okay, so 2020. You're talking a 3-year difference. Dude, the Cult of Chucky had, I mean, it had Dourif. It had everybody in it. Like, it had Tiff was in it. Mancini was in it. I mean, this had Alex Vincent, the original dude who played fucking Andy, was in it. Fiona Dourif, the Brad Dourif's daughter, she was in it. Dude, this had, like, it's not like it was just a Jason Goes to Hell where there's, you know, someone threw together a fucking Jason movie and boom, there you go. No, this was brought to you by the original, the OGs stuck together through all these fucking movies. All of them. So it's like, it's hard to put out a reboot 3 years after the original crew made a movie and it was good.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like,
Chucky wasn't too far-fetched, you know?
Right.
I really do think that he was really good for the modern times. He was ahead of his time and all that. And I think that's why this one, they kind of went too far.
True.
He was fine where he was, man. He didn't have to do all that. He fit fine. He was already a character like that, man. Now they went way too far and updated them. Like, might as well do the Chucky in Space one, man.
I don't know, man. I just feel you can't put out a reboot 3 years after the original franchise is still going and put out a success. Well, I don't know, financially, it was straight to Netflix, I believe, but it was a good movie. And they're talking about doing it. Not talking about it, it's fucking going Sci-Fi. We had a press release on our website. It was probably early in the year, but it was, everything's halted on it now, I'm sure. But, you know, they're working on it with Sci-Fi, I believe. And, dude, like, what do we need this reboot for? They just put out a movie 3 years ago. They're working on a television show. All original, cast, I guess, director, all, you know, all that stuff. All original members. Dude, what are you putting out a reboot for?
The only thing that draws me to it is the fact that it is Chucky. And it would have been more unattractive if it had anybody else to do outside the original guy that did him, or Mark Hamill. And because it's Mark Hamill, it gives it a little extra curiosity.
It does.
I'm not dying to see it. Right? Unless it comes out to fucking falls in my lap somehow, then, you know, it's a watch. But I'm not going to go out of my way.
Yeah.
To go, you know, fuck it, man. I might just, you know what? We might as well just go see this fucking thing, man. Just see what the fuck it is.
You made yourself curious enough?
Yeah.
You talked yourself into it.
What the fuck did they do, man? I'm sitting here thinking about the trailer, and I remember them doing, like, the laser eye shit. I just want to see what the fuck they did to him. And what did Mark Hamill have to say about it? What was his fucking stance on Chucky? How was he Chucky?
Dude, I don't even fucking know. And you know what the thing is, too, with it? Throughout all the movies, and even in the original, that voice, I mean, that laugh is so, like, it's Chucky. And we say it all the time. If somebody has a face, I mean, granted, this is a doll, but if it has a voice, dude, you're tied to that. You have emotional connection. People dating back to the 80s have an emotional connection with this movie. Now, you're talking decades with that voice, man, that character, that voice. And Mark Hamill's great and all, don't get me wrong. We just went over a list of his shit, I believe, on the Sleepwalkers episode. Dude, like, it's hard.
It's not his character.
Yeah.
It's not his character, man.
It's not.
It's not something that, you know, and he was around in that time, too, so it could have been.
Could have been.
But it's just not. It just wasn't his. It's not his.
I don't know, man. That laugh is, that Chucky laugh is something else. I love it.
To me, it's more of that soft-spoken when he gets really fucking, you know, like, soft, like when he was in the fireplace and he was like, Andy, when he talked like that, that to me is really what stands out.
Yeah. There's so many things about, even when he was Charles Lee Ray in the toy store and he's screaming.
Isn't that wild? That's what.
Dude, that's Chucky. That's Chucky. How do you have a I don't know, man. And he stayed. It's not like Dourif, I mean, God forbid, I'm knocking on wood right now, passed away or he's not doing it anymore, refused to do it, whatever. Dude, he's still fucking doing Chucky movies and television show shit. Like, he's still doing it. How dare you put out a remake now? Reboots are supposed to be like when a franchise is dead and you haven't seen any movies in a while and you're going to try and go for it again and give it the gusto. It's been 3 years and they're working on a TV show. That's what ultimately at the end of the day pissed me off about that reboot more than anything else.
That's why I want to see him now, because they say they call it a reboot.
Ugh.
I want to see, like, what exactly is their approach and their idea behind it.
That fucking, I don't know. That damn movie, man. If I see it and it's good, I'm going to be really pissed off because I've talked a lot of shit about it.
I'm going to find out. We'll fucking watch it this week.
It'd almost be like if we actually sat down and watched all of Rubber and it was good.
Right?
It'd be the same result.
That's impossible. So we gotta work on
it. No, we actually sat down and watched it, that movie. I think it was a bigger piece of shit when it was all said and done than the little bit we watched, no?
Yeah, it made it worse.
Fucking Rob. He was better off.
It's like when you're walking down the street and you see a pile of shit and you're like, oh, that's a pile of shit. And then you're like, passing, and you're like, yeah, that's a big pile of shit.
You smell it, and you're like, oh, God.
That's a big, don't be careful. There's a big pile of shit back there.
Oh, shit.
Sometimes you got some shit admirers, like Ron, they're just like, that's nasty shit.
Yeah, right.
I like that shit.
Yeah. Ugh, fucking Rubber.
You even got some corn in that shit. I like corn. Corn is nice.
Let me get a piece of that corn.
Let me stick my finger in that shit. I'm gonna smell this shit all day.
Yeah, damn.
I don't know. I'm trying to see it now. I want to watch that one, man.
You know what? Another thing that stuck out to me in this is this had a very Candyman feel to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, it even was in Chicago and all, man.
Right. And I mean, Candyman came out after this, so I guess Candyman had a Child's Play feel, but I never linked it. Because, you know, you had that room with the right, the art on the wall, and like, that felt like Candyman.
Mm-hmm. Same setting, same area. He even went down to kid fucking went to the same fucking projects on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like a Charlie's Race from the hood.
Yep.
So you're gonna hop on the yellow. We're gonna go take a trip down south side. Show you where Kanye and Mama live.
Kanye and Mama. But yeah, that
fucking kid though, man, he hopped on that L like he knew what the fuck he was doing before.
Well, yeah, he didn't give a fuck.
By himself. Man, you put me 6 years old, I'd be fucking screaming my ass off.
He had his Chucky, but he had his good guy doll.
It's true. It was powerful.
Yeah, his good guy doll.
That's why, man, when your kids say some shit, you gotta listen to them every now and then. You never know. You never know. I think that's something our generation learned.
Right.
You never know.
You never fucking know.
We went too many fucking horror movies.
Yeah. That was the thing, though, man. When we watched them, I mean, maybe it's because we were young. I don't know. But they felt so much more real. Cause they put you in relatable situations. Now you fucking watch a movie, they're in this giant fucking house. And like, oh, like, I don't know. Like, you know, it's just, it don't feel real. It feels like a movie.
It's too much effort put into it, man. So, less is more, man. Just go with the flow. Make a movie.
Yeah,
I think a lot, and that's the same thing. Like, you know, you ever notice like with comedians, they overtell a joke,
right? Yeah,
you gotta give the audience some credit. You know, they leave it. They'll figure it out.
Yeah,
you don't have to put too much into it, because when you overtell it or you oversell it, well, then you just lost your punchline.
Right,
that's funny. Same kind of thing. Right? They over fucking do it.
What the hell was the runtime of this movie?
Quick, it felt like an hour and a half at most.
Hour 27. And yeah, it felt like even less than that. Yeah, hour and 27. Dude, that's all you need.
It's entertaining, too, every fucking time. Dude, I've never watched this movie and gotten bored. I watched the whole fucking
movie. Mm-hmm. It's another one of those movies. I forget when we talked about it, but it's a great movie with a phenomenal ending, too. Like, they didn't leave you one. Well, they left you one more, but they didn't leave you disappointed.
Battle damage, Chucky. Staples and shit in his family. Come on. He has different variations to him and all too, man. Like the Bride of Chucky with the exposed eye socket and the hairline tapered back with the fucking staples.
Hell
and
yeah.
And you have the original good guy Chucky where there's nothing wrong with that. It's fucking creepy itself too.
Right. Yeah.
Fresh out the box Chucky is weird as fuck.
I've seen people prefer original Chucky, his look, over, you know, the Bride of Chucky and later on.
Yeah.
Which I can see it at least. Yeah, I can definitely see it.
I know the Chucky Child's Play 3 with the half the face burnt off. Now, people like that one too.
Mm-hmm.
The movie wasn't as great, but that was pretty cool looking.
Right.
That looked pretty neat.
Oh, I'm just looking at this now. Original writer Don Mancini stated in an interview that his original script toyed with the audience a bit longer, making them worry if young Andy was the killer rather than Chucky. Dude, see, that's the thing too. Like, they did it a little bit, but you nailed it. You don't need to fucking go overboard with it, because at the end of the day, you're already assuming it's the, you know, if they would have kept going with that and added maybe like another 15 minutes to the movie, we may be looking at it slightly different. You know, like, just get in, get out. Get in, do what you got to do, and get the fuck out of there. And that's what this movie did. I love it.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
No extra bullshit.
You got to give your audience some credit, man.
Right.
And, I think, you know, making movies and screenwriting and all that, more effort and more stuff that you overthink it and put into it, man, it's just going to be like the new Eminem songs where you fucking just... all wordplay, no content. Like,
right.
Yeah, it sounds good, it looks good, but underneath it all, it's really not, you know.
It's not great.
No.
Yeah.
It's a lot of filler.
Yeah. So. That's fucking Child's Play, man. Fuck, good pick, man.
Nice.
Can't go wrong with it. And we've been talking about doing it for a minute, too, and we never got around to doing it.
Hell, perfect timing. We're a few good episodes in, man, so it's good that we have these little fucking gems left.
Episode 142, I think. You know? I think it's 142 or 143. Yeah, Child's Play. People do that on their first fucking episode.
Yeah, exactly. They do.
We did Cult of Chucky and
Bride of Chucky
before the original. Good for us, man.
Yeah.
Good for that. We'll go for the low-hanging fruit, goddammit.
I think they need to put him up there, man.
He needs to be. I've been toying with an idea of whenever I get time to do it. I want to do some Photoshop work and come up with a video for YouTube doing nobody better steal our shit, doing the Mount Rushmore of horror without Freddy, Jason, and Michael. And dude, Chucky definitely is going to be on that.
Yeah.
That's a spoiler.
It's like you go into like these, you know, or you even go online and shit, man. Or you really have to go online to find them.
Right.
Most of the time, like these like brick and mortar places, man, they got the fucking Jason mask. They got the Freddy glove. They got the ghost face shit, Michael Myers. That Chucky shit is all gone, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got these little action figures and shit out of all these characters. Not one of them is fucking Chucky. They even have Hellraiser. He's a cult.
Oh, yeah. He's a staple.
You know, and he's up there.
Right.
What about that? Where's the Child's Play shit?
I don't know, man. I do think, though, the cult fans, like, there is a huge cult following for Chucky. But you're right. It should be a broader range of that, for sure.
You know, like, if you walked into a store and you've seen someone with a Bride of Chucky t-shirt, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They know that you know. That goes deep. You know, but everybody's got fucking Friday the 13th on and shit, man.
Right. Hockey mask.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a couple of, like, around here, people started putting masks on their headrest of their passenger seat in the car. And dude, there's so many, like, you'll see a clown mask, you'll see a hockey mask. Is pretty. And I just look at, like, you fuck boys.
Yeah.
You don't know. Like, that's a cop-out right there.
Get a Chucky doll and put him in the passenger seat.
Hell yeah. Imagine. That's some shit.
Yeah.
So imagine going to get in someone's car and they have a Chucky doll seat belted into the seat.
That'd be fucking scary, man.
I'd be like, what the fuck did you just get done doing?
Yep. I'm like, wait a minute.
Is he real? Is he real?
Is that his clock?
Is that Chucky's clock?
I'd even crack the window down a little bit so they'd be afraid to walk by.
But I should do that, man. I do have a Chucky doll. I should do that. Drive around with Chucky.
You get a lot of people stopping, taking pictures and shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You don't see that shit
anymore. Man.
Yeah, there you go. Yellow pieces of shit. Child's Play.
There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Child's Play, episode 143. Man, I don't know if there's much more we can do, so they can go check us out at slasherradio.com. All our episodes, articles, interviews, the whole shebangabooch. Follow us on Twitter. We're at Slasher Radio. Make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube. Do all that shit. It's just Slasher Radio on everything. I'm at Mikey's Dead Meat.
At Bobby Spencer with two R's. Don't forget to check out my very infatuated stalker who always watches me and every move that I make and loves me more than anything in the world, Kate Featherston at Katie Dine.
There you go. And last week I did be sure to tell people that you wanted them to follow that Katie. Good. Bam. Good. Come check us out next week, guys. We're here every week. Oh, fuck it. Good night from Slasher Radio.
All the best with Slasher Radio Podcast.
Mink, I got my cheeks clapped in Dead by Daylight last night. Bad.
Bad, bad, bad.
Dude, I got pissed. Like, not gonna lie, I was really pissed off.
Was it Pyramid Head?
No, he's not even out yet. Well, he's out on PC, but not on console. Oh, dude, I was playing with a few kids, and the game before that, Mink, I did so well. I really did so well. I did fucking 2.5 generators. I ran the shit out of that fucking killer. He didn't even hook me. I ran the shit out of that boy. And, oh, no, he did hook me once, and then they got me off. But I ran the shit out of him, Mink. I lost him once. Then I ran him, and he finally got me. And then I went back, got off, did a gen, got the door open, And one of the kids I was playing, one of their mothers got fucked. I said, damn it. So we went and we got one of them off the hook. I'm trying to remember it correctly. We got one of them off the hook. And because I was playing with three other people, so we were all four of us were there. And we got one of them off the hook. And then when they were trying to get to the door, well, another guy's mother got fucked. I said, ah, damn. So one of the kids left already because they were hit and, you know, there was really nothing they could do. So me and this other kid, we were like, all right, you know, we got to go for it. He's like, all right, let's go take hits. He can't get us both. And one of us will get her down and the other will take the hit. And maybe we'll both have to take hits. I'm like, all right, you know, let's do it. I took both the fucking hits, man. Somehow. Damn. I took both of them. I said, damn. He cracked me going to the hook. And the other one got him off the hook. And then he just kept going for me. I said, ah, shit. So I'm like, all right. Yeah, I knew the end of the fucking story right then and there. But I was like, let me try something. No, I didn't get very far. It cracked me, hooked me. The time was about to run out. I was like, just fucking go. So you know what, Mick? I went down trying, you know? So I wasn't even too mad at that. I got bullshit points, though, so I was a little angry. So whatever. I mean, we're playing against the Trapper.
The fucking Trapper.
The next game, man, playing against the Trapper. And Mick, I was doing God's work. I fucked up two totems. I did three generators. They were running the shit out of him, but I did three generators, man. And he was in the middle of somewhere in between all that. He was on me, and I lost him. Fucking duopty through windows and everything. Lost his ass. I sat and hid behind a rock after a little while, and he couldn't find me, and then just went somewhere else. So then I was doing generators. I did three of them, man. Found the door. Opened the fucking door. I even unhooked a motherfucker. And I was sitting on the side of the door behind one of those little the walls. So I was like, you know what? They're having a hard time. He's over there fucking mother. So let me wait. I'm not going to leave yet. Let me wait in case anybody needs help. And, you know, the boys are there. And they got out. And I don't know. I don't know what I was doing. I wasn't really paying attention. But everyone got out but me, man. So I'm like, oh, everybody's out? Oh, shit. All right. Man, he was camping the door. And I'm like, all right, cool, because I was fully healed. I'm like, I'll take it. He didn't have no ed, which is the one hit down. And, man, he let me go by without hitting me. Like, he didn't even swing, which I found was weird. Like, I ran right by him and right into a fucking trap.
Oh, damn.
Man, at the door, man.
Wow. What a scumbag.
Oh, I was furious. Furious, yeah. Man. Furious.
That's some greasy shit.
Oh, I was pissed.
That's some greasy shit.
I was done with Dead by Daylight for the night, needless to say.
That was a greasy fucking move with the trap.
God damn it, man. Not too, going towards, right at the fucking door. And he didn't even swing at me. And I like was curious as to why. That was why. He was hoping I'd run into it, and boy, did I.
So he sat there the whole time. He was like, let me just see if this will work.
And it's my own fault. You know, it is the Trapper. I should have paid it. I get that. But what are the fucking odds?
Right fucking there.
And he only put one trap. So it's not like he lined them. He pulled one and I stepped at it.
He's done that before.
I was so mad.
He said, if you make it, that's good for you. But if you don't, I got you.
Oh, I was pissed, man. I was fucking... And to make matters worse, as he was bringing me to a hook, I told you about that perk I got boil over that helps you wiggle out faster. Mm-hmm. Mink, it was the biggest load of bullshit. I even recorded it. I wiggled out of that bitch, and he still hooked me. I was so mad.
Did he have a perk to trump your boil over?
No, I forget what that one is. I don't remember. But no, because if he has a perk that'll... fuck your boil over, it just won't, like, in the bottom corner, it'll turn red, and it won't affect him. Like, I seen him staggering like a son. It was working.
Oh, God.
Just the game didn't give it to me. Oh, I was pissed.